with Valley City Mayor Dave Carlsrude, and we have the ribbon-cutting ceremony that centers on the permanent flood protection projects in the city of Valley City on Thursday. This is pretty exciting stuff for Valley City, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's been a project that basically began following the 2009, 10, and 11 floods, because especially the 2009 and 2011 floods been something that would have breached our protection. Each one of them would have been a $57 million bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would have taken us to ruins. It almost did the way it is, even with the financial assistance we received from FEMA and other state organizations. So we've traveled some roads and made many trips to Bismarck through the legislature and State Water Commission. And so we have flood protection that began around the university. There's something, too, for the Board of Higher Ed and the university. In those days, our city share was to be in the realm of $3 million. And being it was protecting the university people went to work and secured $3 million to pay so that our citizens didn't have to. So kudos to the university and thank you. So then we moved on, and then the next phase, which being Main Street is closed for a lot of that work, seemed like forever. And now it is completed. And there have been many entities with, KLJ Engineering, Reiner Construction, and the State Engineer's Office, along with the State Water Commission. And the State Water Commission is responsible for deciding where their monies should go and have the best return on investment. They blessed us with somewhat over $30 million.
Wow.
And so on Thursday, Lieutenant Governor, who shares the chair of the State Water Commission with the governor, is scheduled to be here. Our representatives have been invited, and we just hope to have a nice, relaxing afternoon. 3 o'clock by the Rosebud. We have to apologize. We're going to close Main Street for about an hour and a half.
For this event, okay. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
We invite people to stop by and say hi to folks, and we would really like to share our gratitude with the entities that have made this all possible, because not only is it functional, the flood walls so far have done away with the need for about 250,000 sandbags, which is significant.
Hallelujah.
To old people like me who used to shovel. You know, I couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I could only lean on the shovel,
Nice to get rid of the sandbags.
Yeah, and it's attractive.
I've heard more compliments about what Maine looks like now, mm-hmm. once the project is completed.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Looks really nice.
And I'd encourage you, after you look at Maine, go over to 3rd Avenue Southeast and drive into the university and along and look at that flood protection. It has made a positive contribution to kind of bringing the campus together. I think it's very nice. And also on the south side of the park. Just visiting with somebody this morning about the south side of the park. Since the flood wall went in, it has made it a little bit secluded. And so phase two in Main Street, there will be decorative lighting, as you're seeing on the flood wall, down through the park to illuminate that and make it more appealing for usage.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Dave Carlsrude, Valley City Mayor. Join us at 3 o'clock Thursday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony commemorating the permanent flood protection projects in the city of Valley City. It'll be held at the City Park footbridge, and all are welcome.